That's brilliant. Give them a round of applause. We're doing so well on that story. Theo and Daisy, bless you all. Thank you so much. John's going to give us an explanation of what earth's that all about then, and how we can learn from it. Thank you, John.
Good morning, everybody. Am I switched on? Yes, good. Before we begin, let's just pray. Father God, be with us this morning as we look at what you have to say to us through that Bible reading that we've just heard. In Jesus' name, amen. We're not okay, and that's okay. Who here is okay this morning? Anybody? No takers? One or two? That's great. It's great to be okay, but you know what? We're not all of the time, and as we go through, we will find out. But first, we're going to start off with a little bit of a quiz. And as I get my prop ready, we're going to play a quiz, okay or not okay. And I'm going to show you a series of pictures, and I want you to tell me whether or not you think the person or the thing in that picture is okay or not okay. First off, we have, who's that? Can anybody tell me? Aladdin, yes. Aladdin, is Aladdin okay or is Aladdin not okay? We're getting a thumbs up. People are saying that Aladdin's okay. Next we have, who's that one? Jafar. Jafar, is Jafar okay or not okay? Lots of thumbs down for Jafar. How about this one? Okay? Not okay? Okay? Not okay? I think we're getting a resounding thumbs up. And next we have everybody's favourite. Broccoli. Oh, a mixed response there. A mixed response. Okay, so let's see who the Star Wars fans are. Who's that? Who's that? Kylo Ren. Is Kylo Ren okay or is he not okay? Oh, a resounding thumbs down from all the Star Wars fans. And this one. This is Rey. Is Rey okay or not okay? I'm getting some thumbs up. Getting some thumbs up for Rey. We could keep going. What about people like Boris Johnson? Jeremy Corbyn? Donald Trump? Or even Her Majesty? The point is that, except maybe for broccoli, nothing in any of those images is truly okay. Aladdin started out as a thief. Rey struggled to understand who she was. She really struggled to work out what her place was in life, and that wasn't okay for her. Even the Queen is just as human as we are. As much as sometimes we might put her up on a big pedestal, a big platform. In fact, even broccoli isn't okay if you eat too much of it. Now, kids, that is not an excuse for never, ever eating those little green trees. You would probably have to eat enough broccoli about the size of a real tree for it to do you any harm. So, no excuses, okay? I'm looking at you all. Our Bible story today in Luke's Gospel told us of a woman who wasn't okay. I'm going to put my prop down now. Have a thumb, Richard. In her case, she'd done some bad things. Now, hands up, who has never done a bad thing? Good, there are no hands going up. We're not okay, and that's okay. In the clip from Shrek that Richard showed us, Fiona wanted to be a beautiful princess. She was told that her curse would be broken with love's first kiss. And it was. The curse was lifted. But she became an ogre permanently, instead of the beautiful princess that she wanted to be. She wasn't okay. She wasn't okay with that at all. But that's okay. Why? Because Shrek loved Fiona. Because she was Fiona. Not because she was a beautiful princess. Not because she was an ogre. But because Fiona was Fiona. And in our Bible story, we've got a woman who isn't okay. But again, that's okay. Jesus loved her. Jesus loved her just the same as he loves us, even though we all have lots of things that aren't okay about us. Things that perhaps we don't like, or things that perhaps other people don't like. But that's okay. Jesus loves us. In fact, Jesus loves everyone, even Simon the Pharisee. That's the Jewish leader in our story, who thought he should have nothing to do with the woman, who thought Jesus should have nothing to do with that woman. Jesus loves the Pharisee as well. Now, in Jesus' time, when somebody came into your home, particularly if they were a respected teacher or a vicar like Richard, you would be expected to wash the dust off their feet, because they only had little sandals on their feet. They didn't have shoes or boots or anything to keep all the dirt off their feet like we do. And you would greet them with a kiss on each cheek. I'm not suggesting we all do that. And you anointed, which means you rubbed oil on their heads. Simon the Pharisee, who owned the house that Jesus came to, did none of these things. But this woman, she wasn't invited to be there. She just wandered in off the street. And she washed Jesus' feet with her tears. She dried them with her hair. She kissed his feet and anointed them with some very, very expensive perfume. Why his feet? Why did she kiss his feet? It's simple, really. The way they would have sat at the table was almost like lying down to eat, something that we don't often do here, maybe at a picnic on the beach, but that's about it. So Jesus' head, along with all of the others gathered around the table, would have been at the table. And this woman, to get to his head, to kiss him on the cheek and to anoint his head with oil or perfume, would have had to clamber over everybody and all over the table and make a horrible mess. But Jesus' legs were stretched out behind him, so she could get to his feet. She could wash his feet. And once his feet were washed, she kissed his feet and she anointed his feet. But why do it at all? Well, it comes down to gratitude. The woman was so grateful. She was so very thankful for the forgiveness she's been given. She knew how not okay that she was. Just as we know how not okay things in our lives are. But she came to Jesus knowing that even though she'd done some really bad things, she could still receive God's forgiveness. She isn't buying her forgiveness with the expensive perfume. She's already got that. She's just so happy at being forgiven through her love of Christ that she wants to show that, and her love just pours out of her, just like that rare and expensive perfume poured out all over Jesus' feet. The woman isn't okay, but that's okay. Jesus still loves her. Jesus still forgives her. She sees that Jesus' love is very wonderful, and she shows him great love in return. Whether you feel perfect today or not isn't what really matters. None of us are really perfect. We're not okay, and that's okay. It's okay because God's love, because Jesus' love is wonderful. He loves us. He values us. And he wants to desperately to be in relationship with us. I'm going to ask the band to come up and lead us in our next song. And as they're coming up, why don't you just take a moment, all of you, to just thank God for the wonderful love he shows to each and every one of us. The wonderful love that he has shown to you. Amen.